Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Zender, and you are at the Revelation series. I am reporting here from my laundry room studio, thanking God for it, thanking God for this place, for this space that He has given me from which to broadcast to you, the saints, my friends, my loved ones in the faith. This is show 800. This is the last show of the Revelation series. 800 shows show a series that began on September the 15th, 2014. It seems so unlikely, so astounding. I am so grateful to God that He has given me the energy and the power and the wisdom to start and finish this series. I am just astounded at the whole thing. This happens with my writing sometimes. When you're in the heat of the battle and you're struggling with it, and you finish it, you get it in the can, you're glad it's done, you think it's pretty good. Maybe a month goes by and you read something that you wrote, and with the distance comes a new appreciation of it. And I'll sometimes read something and say, man, how did I do that? Because I'm probably in the mood at the time that I'm reading it, like I don't feel like I could work it up. This is not a boast. This is a boast, but not in myself. It's a boast in God. I mean, nothing has overtaken you except what is human. And yet, I look at myself and I know who I am, but I also know who I am in Christ. But I see this thing that God has done, used me to do it, and I'm astounded by it sometimes. When I step back and look at it, I'm sure I'll step back in a couple months and look at the scroll. You know, I'll go to zenderonrevelation.com, which will always be up, by the way. All the shows, every single show from show 1 to this one, show 800, will be archived. zenderonrevelation.com, and you'll be able to find it on my homepage, martinzender.com. There will be a link to it. You'll always be able to go back and watch all the shows. And I myself will go through the scrolls and go, how the heck did I do that? And I give the glory to God. Today, as I promised you, I'm wearing the same shirt that I started this series with. Here it is. It's kind of like an Indian thing. You see this thing? This is the one. Got some wear and tear from me chewing on it over the years, over the 3 years, two months and 1 week since I started this series. I'd like to call out and honor the city of Sao Paulo, Brazil, where this series started. I fondly refer to those as the bunker days. It was the genesis of this show. In a little apartment building. And the address is in Sao Paulo, 73 Sarutaya. It's the name of the street, Sarutaya. Alameda Sarutaya Avenue, Sarutaya, 73. If you're ever in Sao Paulo and you want to just have a look at it, it's the oldest little concrete apartment building. It's a decent neighborhood, but it was the oldest apartment building in the neighborhood, solid concrete, so I called it the bunker. But actually, we were on the 9th floor. Apartment 94. Yes, if you're walking on Paulista Avenue and you get to the Brigadeiro metro station, you are very close to Brigadeiro. That's the street. You go downhill, down Brigadeiro from Paulista Avenue, and then down there towards the bottom of the hill, before you get to the Pão de Açúcar grocery store, which is the Portuguese version of Sugarloaf, Pão de Açúcar. You'll see Sarutaya. Hang a right. And 73, it's about 3 or 4 or 5 buildings down. Apartment 94, very fond memories of that place. And then another big chunk of this show happened at my sister's house. My sister Kelly, I did the show from Canton for 6 months. I thank her for giving me a nice place to land. Then here to the laundry room. In between there, I did shows from various places. I did some shows from Ann Brechtelbauer's place in North Carolina. I did some shows from Waylon's house. Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, a lot of shows from Waylon Dabb's place. The beautiful kitchen in the background. I'm reminiscing here on the last day. I'm allowed to do it. I'm the host of the show. I am going to get to the last verse, though, before this show's over. And I'm going to get to the last paragraph of A.E. Knox's book. Thank you to my sister, Kelly. Then, of course, I went on the road trip, and I broadcast from New Mexico. I broadcast from Utah. I broadcast from California. I broadcast from Sheryl Crow's house. You remember that? That was a memorable show. Maybe I'll run that on the greatest hits here. I'd like to thank Travis Penner, who labored for probably a year putting these shows together for you, putting the titles on, putting the theme on the front and the back, the theme music on the front and the back of the MP3 file, the little video intro to the beginning of the show that you've been listening to for 3 years. Over 3 years. 3 years, 2 months, 1 week. And Selena took over from Travis. I did it at first. I did it all, you see. Yes, for quite some time. Well, no, maybe it was about 3 or 4 months. Then I really needed help. Travis of Vancouver, British Columbia, stepped to the plate, did a great job. And he passed the baton to Selena of Massachusetts. She has been doing a great job. And now, as you know, I'm trying to find someone to do the next series, which is in the planning stages now. So I told you I'm not going to leave you or forsake you, and I'm not. So, and there's my sister, Kelly. Where would I be without her every day sending this email out to you, getting things organized, making things look good on the website? That's Kelly. That's my sister. And between the two of us and our friends who have done the editing, this show has been coming to you for over 3 years. So thank you so much, Kelly. Thanks to all these people who helped make this possible. And I'd like to thank, of course, A.E. Knock, who I'd never met, but I visited his house when I was in California, if you remember that. I visited the place where he wrote this book, his home in East Los Angeles. It's like a pilgrimage for me. Admire the man. I don't worship him, I admire him, just like I admire the Apostle Paul, all those who labor in the truth, all those who have labored mightily in word and in deed from the time of Paul to today. I honor those people. I honor Mr. A.E. Knock for writing this book. Along that line, let me read his last paragraph, and then we'll go to the last verse of Revelation. Knock writes this under the section titled "The Response of the Saints." I confess that I cannot conceive of a true believer in Christ who does not long to be with and like his Lord. Whatever we may be taught, our imminent love for the Savior instinctively longs for his presence. Yeah, we want to see him, we want to be with him. It is only those who dislike us, who shun us. That's true. Those who love us want us, and we want them. I take it that a sincere yearning for Christ and his return is a surer proof that we are his than the confession of any creed. Yeah, because you know him. We've talked about this many times during this series. Because you know Jesus Christ. That's why you long for him. You're not afraid of him like the majority are. You long for his presence. And this is the surest sign that you're one of his. You're not going to shy away from him when he comes. You don't dread his presence. You're not afraid of him. You trust him like you would your father. Those of you who have had good fathers, I had a great father. I might as well thank my parents here too. Jack and Martha. God bless them. They did so much for me. As I go through life, I see all the broken people. Look at all the broken people. And it's horrible. And I realize that it starts with parenting. It really does. If you have good parents, you're blessed. You have a great head start in life. You're going to do something. If you have terrible parents, you're really at a disadvantage. People make it, of course, but it's an uphill struggle. I thank my mom and dad. They're both deceased, but I will see them again. I take it that a sincere yearning for Christ and his return is a sure proof that we are his than the confession of any creed. Yeah, you can confess a creed all day, but it's just lip service. If you're scared to death of the one who actually wrote the... No, I can't say Jesus Christ didn't write the creed. A creed's probably not truth anyway. Creed. It's a rough word. The truth. We're not into creeds, we're into truth. And if you hear a creed, it's going to scare you. I think of eternal torment, of course. Human free will. It depends on me. Oh my God, it depends on me. That stuff, you can't love Christ. You can't love somebody who's about to pull the rug out from under you if you make a misstep. But a sure proof that we are his is that we long for his return. We know him. This is better than any creed, however correct it may claim to be. Knock again. I feel sure that nothing so delights our God as heart hunger for himself. He loves this heart hunger for him. It delights him. And this is another miracle. I told you earlier this week about the miracle of faith that we have it. It's a miracle of hunger. That we hunger for him, having never met him. I can see why Peter, James, John, the disciples, his friends, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, they would long for him. We never knew him in the flesh. We never got to gaze in his loving eyes. And yet we still love him because we see him through his actions, through his deeds. Thus God loves the world that he sent his only begotten Son. That whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have life aeonian. God has given us the belief with which we believe in him. I feel sure that nothing so delights our God as heart hunger for himself, as expressed in a craving for the coming of his Christ. And that's what we're seeing at the end of the book of Revelation. I feel that he could not choose his revelation with greater gratification. No. I feel that he could not close his revelation with greater gratification to his love than he does when he hands the pen to his saints and they finish the book. That's a good way to look at it. The saints are finishing the book. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. He hands, in a way, this is a great picturesque wording. He hands the pen to his saints. And it delights him to do this. At the end of Revelation, apart from the very last verse here, the second to last verse, amen, come, Lord Jesus. God hands the pen to the saints. And he could not close his revelation with greater gratification to his love than he does when he hands the pen to his saints. And they finish the book for him with the cry that discloses his conquest of their hearts. Amen. Becoming Lord Jesus. It's the end of A.E. Knox, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Now to the end of the unveiling itself. Verse 21 of Revelation 22. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints, amen. And grace, I will tell you, underlies all that God does. It does. With Paul, we see transcendent grace. With the circumcision, it's presented as a mixture of law and grace, and yet, who is it who puts the law finally into the hearts of Israel? Who turns their hearts from stone to flesh? It's God. even though the circumcision evangelist presented as a mix of law and grace, as a cooperative evangel. Nevertheless, ultimately and absolutely, it is God behind all of it. Jesus said on earth, the minister of the circumcision himself said on earth, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him. It's the only way it can happen. I wanted to give you a look today from the camera angles, somewhat like that first look that I gave you in the bunker in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And I think Judy was also there in her Wizard of Oz incarnation. Very thankful for all the days and all the shows and all the wisdom that God has given us to be able to look into such a mature book of Scripture and to never forget along the way our apostle, we're disciples of him, our apostle Paul, who takes us even further than the book of Revelation. And in the near future, I will be doing shows from Paul, from his words, from the truth given to him of the transcendent grace of God. And finally, I thank all of you. Oh boy, you've been with me this whole way. Unbelievable. You've been faithful. The views have never dropped off. You know, it's just amazing, your faithfulness, your love of me, your support of this work, your communication with me, which I desperately need, your financial help in helping me do this for all this time. It's been 24 years doing this work full time, and it's been over three years for this particular series. I couldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be doing it. I would be discouraged by now. I would be giving up if it weren't for you. I need you. Without you, I'm done. The body of Christ is indeed a body. We are a unit. We're one. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been the Revelation series. I am happy to have been your host on this series. And my final words to you would be this. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.